We have in the studio this morning our friends from the York County Flyers. We have Doug Sprell and Beth Ann Scruggs. And you're with Beth Ann, you're with Hospice and Community Care. And we'll talk a little bit about how you all play into the York County Flyers. But Doug, what an interesting group that's been around for several years. And you're one of the founding officers of this organization.
Yes, I'm one of the original members. The club was started originally as Rock Hill Flyers Model Airplane Club in 1986. And during this time, the club became a chartered member of the Academy of Model Aeronautics, which is AMA. They're a sanctioning body, an advocate for model airplane flying, our insurance provider. They are basically to model airplane flying what NASCAR is to racing. They set the rules and regulations. The Rock Hill Flyers incorporated as such and as an incorporation. And then thereafter in 1987, they succeeded in obtaining a flying site on Langham Branch Road over in York. And this was a closed-out landfill site, which the club basically built there. We have an agreement with the county for the exclusive use of that property, and our club essentially has built the facility on it. And we've been there now some 32 years.
So once you're there, you mean you all fly your modeled radio-controlled airplanes from that area?
That's correct.
Okay.
Well, that's where we fly there, and we've everything from helicopters to electric-powered jets. This weekend event is all electric, which is interesting. There is no gas-powered motors at all. Everything's 100% electric. The technology in electric flying is phenomenal, and people are going to get a chance to see that when they come out there. It's this Friday, the 19th. It's open to the public, and any AMA radio control flyer can participate. There's no charge whatsoever for spectators. The event starts at 9 a.m. The landing fee for pilots' registration is $15, but there's no charge for spectators. All different types of model airplanes are going to be flown, and we're going to have a combat competition where we actually try to hit each other.
Oh.
You'd be surprised how difficult that is to do.
Really? So if folks are on the ground, they'll be able to see it pretty clearly in
oh,
the
yes.
sky?
Oh, yes. Okay. They're right up close to it.
Okay.
And we have parking facilities there, so there's room to park and come on up and watch the planes fly.
So this is Friday, October the 19th, this
yes.
Friday,
Saturday.
Starting Saturday.
This Saturday.
You mean Saturday. Okay,
Saturday.
I thought so. Okay, that's all right. Saturday, October the 19th, 9 a.m., mm-hmm. And what's that location again?
It's at Langham Branch Road over in York, and in fact, as you're going into York, before you even get to Walmart or
yes,
Lowe's,
sir.
Our Langham Branch Road pulls off to the
okay,
left,
yeah.
And you go right on up there, and about a half mile up on the right is where we are located.
So the event on Saturday, it's also serving as a fundraiser, correct, for hospice
Absolutely.
And community care, and
yes.
What's the connection there?
We call this our memorial event. It's now a Fallen Eagle. And what we do is several of our members who have passed on made use of the services at Hospice and Community Care. It was very, very good that they were available for that. And so we run this event in memory of them, and the proceeds, many of the proceeds of this event are then donated to Hospice and Community Care. And we've been doing that now for a good number of years.
Oh, so, Beth Ann Scruggs, again, is with Hospice and Community Care. So many people in the community support what you all do. When you hear the work with the York County Flyers, what they want to do for you all, it's got to just make you smile a little brighter.
They've raised over $14,000 for us just since we've been keeping track in our new computer system. Since they've been doing the events, probably we say over 14,000 because they've just done an amazing job.
Oh.
And they're hosting us again this year, and we're putting out a big push to get donations for the raffle. So we've had some amazing things donated. So we hope people come out and bid, you know, on the different items. So we've had Cox Harley Davidson really stepped up and made a great donation. Outback Steakhouse. We have lots of gift cards. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill.
Night.
Lots of, you know, really great things. Gift cards. We've had products donated. So it'll be a lot of fun. And we have a lot of stuff for the kids to do as
nice.
Well.
So that's this Saturday, 9 a.m. It is free for folks to watch and
sure.
then
mm-hmm.
enter into the raffle and take home some great gifts. And again, this raises awareness, one, for Hospice and Community Care, that the work you all do is just impressive. And we know every day, the more research and the more you have, the more folks you can help. Because sadly, We are, you know, you help a lot of folks in our community. And then, Doug, people can come out and learn more about the York County Flyers. These model airplanes, where do you buy them? Do you buy them off of online? Do you buy them off of retail stores? Or do they have to be a certain height and size and weight? Like, who?
There's a wide range of model airplanes from what we call micros. I fly a lot of those up to a giant scale, which is large planes.
Okay. When we talk micro, what is the size on that?
The wingspan on that would probably be somewhere around 12 to 14 inches, foot wide.
Oh.
And again, the technology in all right across the board in radio control model airplanes, the technology is significant. Where you buy them is a good question. Unfortunately, we no longer have a local supplier here in Rock Hill. But online, there are many, many major suppliers. I don't know if I can mention a name or not, but Horizon Hobby is a good one where you can purchase online. Good rule of advice, if someone wants to get involved with model airplane flying, come on out and ask, what's a good plane that I can start out with? Where can I get it? What type of costs are involved? And where can I learn to fly it properly? This is where AMA really comes in, the Academy of Model Aeronautics, because they are the ones who set our regulations. They even have training, everything. We follow their rules significantly. This event is actually listed now in their official publication. So we're known. So we invite people to stop out anytime. The majority of the flying is probably on the weekends. But if you're going to get into the hobby, stop out, and we can really give you good direction.
What's the age of the folks in your club? Are they young as like kids in elementary school, or do you have to be a little older, or like what's the?
There is not so much an age restriction as it is those who have the time and the funds involved with it. So generally, model airplane flying tends to be more orientated towards older people, put it that way. There's no age restriction. In fact, believe it or not, AMA membership is free for people under 18. And in fact, our own dues and membership costs for youth is zero. Come on in. So we have young ones. We call them our young eagles that fly in there. But overall, probably the average age would be somewhere in the 40s.
Okay.
It's hard to keep a young man's interest when he's 18.
Many would probably agree with you. But if, like to your point, if you want to learn more about the model radio-controlled airplanes, this Saturday's event is a great time to get connected and like learn the rules about when and where you can fly and all of that stuff. And when you get out there, you can also help hospice and community care and the fine work that they do. It is this Saturday, October the 19th, 9 a.m. at Langram Branch Road.
Right.
And that's right before you get to the Walmart in York.
Right. As you're heading into York, just as you start to go down a slight grade heading over towards Walmart, just bear to the left. We have a sign out there. You'll see it.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Beth Ann is with Hospice and Community Care. Thank you so much. Again,
thank
the fine
you.
Work that you all do. Doug, thank you so much for sharing your passion and interest with us. And again, there are a lot of folks out there that are listening that are always looking to start something new. And this is a great way, it sounds like, to get the whole family involved. It's called the York County Flyers. Get out and see them this Saturday.